And welcome back to Your Average Podcast. My name is Ant.
This is Panda.
And we're a podcast that leaves no topic unheard, even sports. Ho, 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 ho.
Welcome back to Your Average Sports Cast.
Welcome back to Your Average Sports Podcast. Today we're talking about sports. We're actually talking about football.
We're talking about handball, specifically.
Handball, especially. Okay, okay. Please explain that, sir. I'm not familiar on the topic.
Well, if you do happen to keep up with football, you know that we are officially in playoff season.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
We are officially on playoff season. Congratulations to all the teams, all the fans that, I don't know, I guess their team made it to the wild cards, to the playoffs.
Yes, yes, yes. And before that, do you have a favorite team that you are so happy to see in the playoffs?
Honestly, yeah.
Who?
My boy Baker.
Oh, he is a Browns fan.
My boy Baker.
They finally made it. It's been a long time.
I'm not a Browns fan at all. I don't think I'm a fan of any team at all. But just the story from it. The Browns came from celebrating, I guess, their first victory a couple years ago.
Free Bud Light.
And they unlocked that
Bud Light, baby.
They unlocked that Bud Light cooler.
That's funny that video popped up on my Facebook feed a couple months ago. Wow, that's fucking awesome. Free beer. If we have any Cleveland listeners, I really want to know a little bit more about that.
How
did it feel drinking that Bud Light? I really want to know, like if you have anything that happened from that night, Cleveland people, anybody. Let us know on the Instagram, because that it's just a good story. It's a real good feel-good story.
It's a real good story. Like, if ideally, I would love to see fucking Baker win it, but, I mean, he's on the AFC of things, and
he's got two teams. He's got two really good teams to beat in order to get to
their road. It's pretty fucking stacked, bro.
I mean, you got the Bills. The Bills are like...
Well, over here, I guess I'm not too good with the technical terms for the playoff brackets and shit like that. But under the wild card, they're going against the Steelers. I hope that this little chart that I found is real, or is at least somewhat credible.
You know, a lot of people are saying that the Steelers were the worst undefeated team of all time. I don't know of all time, but the teams that they were playing were early on in the season. I mean, yeah, they're football, they're NFL, you know, players and everything like that. But a lot of the teams, you know, they weren't that great. I don't even want to say subpar, but, you know, they weren't that great.
All right, well, if you guys are following along with us, which I'm sure you guys are, if my chart is correct, I don't know if Anthony wants to vet it, if this chart is correct, the one that I found.
Uh-huh. That looks pretty correct to me.
This is how it looks like. AFC wild card, we got my boy Baker and
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, we got Baker and Big Ben. We got Phillip Rivers. And I can't remember who the Bills.
Josh Allen. Josh Money Making Allen, bro.
And then we have Joe Flacco. Oh, wait, hold on, man. I'm thinking that one. Oh, my God,
bro. Joe Flacco.
And then for the Ravens, we have, what's his name?
Lamar Jackson. Joe Flacco. Oh, a lot of Baltimore Ravens fans out there dropped their heart right now.
I thought I was in 06.
We got Joe Flacco again. Hey. Joe Flacco won a
Super Bowl. He won it for them.
He won a Super Bowl.
He won it for them.
You can't hate Joe Flacco all the way, Baltimore Raven fans.
But he got y'all.
Yeah, y'all got a good little quarterback in Lamar Jackson.
And the Tennessee Titans with
Ryan Tannehill.
So that's the lineup over here.
Yeah, bye week you have KC.
In case you guys want to keep up and make your own little predictions. So that sets off the AFC side of things.
Right.
Going over to the NFC side of things, we have puro pinche LA Rams with
Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Jared Goff. Shout out to the fantasy footballers. Jared Goff.
And then we have the Seahawks with
Let Russ cook, but he hasn't been cooking. What's the opposite of cooking? He's been on a takeout so far.
He's been on a rotisserie.
Yeah, he's been on he hasn't done anything lackluster lately.
So then we got my fantasy favorites. The New Orleans Saints.
Mm.
We got Alvin Kamara and the boys over there.
Going against
the Bears?
Yeah. Who's the quarterback?
Fuck if I know. Last I remember was Trubisky.
Yeah, it's still Trubisky.
Oh, still
yeah.
Trubisky?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Look at you, Trubisky.
Yeah, you see? Yeah. Not Nick Foles no more.
And then we have the Bucks, Is anybody really surprised,
Mr. Tom,
that the Bucks made it? Is anybody surprised?
You think about it. They think about last year. The Bucks were just out of the playoff run.
If you're surprised that the Bucks made it to the playoffs, then you're surprised with what happened yesterday at the Capitol. Everybody saw this shit coming.
True that.
And then the weirdest named team on the fucking NFL.
The Washington football team. They're in the playoffs.
They made it, guys.
They made it. They won their game. They're in there. I'm not sure.
We don't even know who their quarterback is. This is the ones that fired all their quarterbacks, right?
Well, all the quarterbacks pretty much got hurt. So their quarterback was Dwayne Haskins at the start of the season. And then, I don't think it was Dwayne Haskins. I think it was Kyle Allen. And then they brought up Dwayne Haskins, which was their number one. I don't know if it was their first round pick last year. He turned out to be kind of not that great. And he also had some distraction issues with some pole dancers. So he kind of missed some practices and whatnot, late to meetings and whatnot. So they eventually let him go. And then it was a pretty heartfelt story because then they brought in Alex Smith, who, if you remember from a few years ago, he had that gruesome leg injury who we really didn't think that he was going to come back and play football, but he did. Unfortunately for the Washington football team, though, Alex Smith is just not what he used to be. I mean, he's not that accurate. He does a lot of, dump off passes of like 10, 15 yards. No long throws anymore. So we'll see what happens with them.
And then the first seed was the Packers.
Packers round by.
So that's the lineup for NFC, AFC.
Yes.
If you guys want to make your own predictions.
True that.
Once again, that's Browns, Steelers, Colts, Bills, Ravens, Titans,
mm-hmm.
bye week or first seed, Kansas City.
True.
And then we have Rams against Seahawks, Bears against Saints, Bucks and Washington.
So if you want to,
your head on a piece of paper, map out who you think is going where.
Yeah.
And then we'll keep you updated week by week. See what happens. And we're going to go ahead and make our predictions as well on here. I don't know if Ant wants to go first or if he wants me to go first.
I'll let you go first.
Let's just do a round table. We'll go once at a time.
Okay.
All right.
You going to give your reason why you think they're going to win? Or are you just going to say, I think they're going to win?
Okay, so how do you want to do? You want to do 3 points? So we're going to start with who we think is going to win, why, and
points.
I don't know what point spread means. Like
the, by field goal or touchdown or whatever.
Well, I stopped watching football after fucking my...
Yeah, how did your fantasy season go?
I got robbed.
You got robbed?
I pulled a Trump. I will not concede. No. I got robbed, guys.
Oh, hey, but who actually ended up winning the Sausage Party champion this year?
The biggest theft of them all.
It was me.
An illegal dump of
I have the title belt now. I won the championship of my league.
And $100 from all of us. He juiced us.
Yeah, I did.
All right, but back to the topic because nobody really
cares. First time in 7 years. It's not a fluke. It wasn't a fluke. I hope it wasn't. So go ahead and give your first prediction. We'll start in the... you're not too... I know you're familiar with the AFC a little bit more.
Yeah.
Let's start with the NFC.
Just because I'm a... I was a Broncos fan because I had one of my friends ended up playing over there. But as far as I think I know, he's a free agent as of now.
So let's start with the Brady-Washington football game. What do you think?
Brady and Washington. So we're starting off on the NFC.
Yeah, let's start on the NFC.
Well, considering the Washington football team doesn't have a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bucs are pretty much stacked.
Mm-hmm.
A couple games I watched from the Bucs that were really inconsistent on both sides of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And Washington has pulled out some really miraculous fucking wins. But do I want to say that Tampa Bay is not going to make it because I don't really fuck with Tom Brady?
Yeah, it's your choice. What do you think?
I think I'm going to go Washington, man.
You're going to go Washington over Tampa Bay?
I think I'm going to go Washington.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's a pretty good surprise right there. I thought you were definitely going to go to the Bucks.
I do, but it's just like, man, it's about time Tom, sits down or something, bro. Credit to the man. He's done his thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
just what?
I don't know, man. It's just like, name what other person can go from a complete different team during a rebuild process and on the first season take them to where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot write a better story.
I'm trying to think of a quarterback right now, and I can't think of a quarterback.
No, because everybody else stayed with their franchise for
years. Oh, you know what? Years. Your boy, the team.
Manning?
Manning did it. But he went from the Colts, he went to the Broncos.
But at that point, the Broncos were a decent team.
Well, yeah, I mean,
is it just they brought in?
They had a really good defense.
They brought in a missing piece.
They had a really good defense.
Boost up the offense.
And honestly, I think I want to say, and I know it's gonna, you know, a lot of Peyton Manning fans out there, but I don't really think Peyton Manning won them that Super Bowl. It was their defense that won them that Super Bowl. So you got the Bucs. I mean, you got Washington football team beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna go with.
Okay, how many points? I don't want to give the numbers because would you go?
I want to say it's gonna be something dumb, like they're gonna lose by a field goal, a missed field goal. That's gonna make it or break them.
Really? Oh wow. Okay. I mean, the Washington football team does have a really good defense. I think it's gonna be really hard for the Bucs to run on them because the Washington football team does have a really good front seven, but at the same time, I don't think they're. Corners are really that. I mean, they're not average, but they're slightly above average. But I mean, dude, you got all these weapons, bro. You got Antonio Brown. You have Chris Godwin. I don't know. I'm not sure if Mike Evans is gonna play or not, but he may or may not play. But yeah, I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. You got Antonio Brown, mm-hmm. Chris Godwin, mm-hmm. and then you had Mike Evans. But like I said, I'm not sure if Mike Evans is gonna play or not.
Larry Fournette,
but that's still a 1-2. That's still a 1-2 punch. Yeah, Larry Fournette still there. That's still a good 1-2 punch. Like, man, that's crazy. So, you potentially already have, like, two number one wide receivers. Like, the Bucs have actually are one of the few teams that actually have a three potential number one wide receivers. You have – so, if one goes down, you still have two, you know, number one wide receivers. So
– something about Antonio Brown and Mike Evans?
And it's going to be – It's going to be Chris Godwin and Antonio Brown. I'm not sure if Mike Evans is going to be able to play because he got hurt, injured last Sunday. So you got if you have Washington football team, I got to go with Brady. I got to go with Brady on this, man. I think he's had a lot to play for. You know, he's out there still showing the New England. You know, like, hey, I can do it. I'm not a system quarterback. I can do it on my own too. So
well, technically, he didn't do it on his own, bro. There's some big names on that roster.
That's true, but I mean, he didn't. But like, he's also putting up way better stats than he did when he was in New England, though. I mean, he was awesome for what the hell was that? He's also good for. He was great for fantasy this year. Which
holy fuck!
Years prior, he wasn't really that good.
Hold on, guys. We have a. There's a fucking ghost in this house. I swear to God, there's a fucking ghost in this house. The ghost is mad because he wants. Fucking Washington football team to win too.
Oh well, you know what? We can't.
Me and the Ghost are on the same fucking team here.
I got the Bucs winning by at least a touchdown.
So you're going by a touchdown. I'm going by
a missed field goal. Okay, I got Bucs. You got Washington football team. All right, next.
All right, so the next since I started this one, we'll let you start this next one.
Chicago Bears versus New Orleans Saints. This is a pretty good tough one because. The Saints' defense the start of the year, they were really good. They kind of fallen off a little bit, but then I think at the end of the last, especially the last two, three games, they kind of pulled it back together again. On the other hand, though, Chicago Bears have also kind of caught fire these last couple of games, especially with the emergence of their workhorse running back David Montgomery, who was also a fantasy leader for me, and I believe he dropped him in fantasy for some reason, and I picked him up and he became like a league winner for me. So that's one of the things right there, because it opens up a lot of room for them to do play action plays and a lot more of the down the field threats are there now for Trubisky. So for me, and like I said, on the other hand, on the other side of the ball, you got Alvin Kamara, who's getting fantasy MVP. He catches the football. He runs the football great. Oh, man. But one thing that the Saints were missing this year is their number one wide receiver, and that was Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas was not there this year.
He's so injured, isn't he?
I think so. I think they might have shut him down already. So he wasn't there this year, but they did bring in Emmanuel Sanders. So Emmanuel Sanders has kind of picked up the slack where Michael Thomas kind of like flew off, but they don't have that legitimate check down threat because Michael Thomas was more of a...
He had hands on him, bro.
Yeah, he had hands. Crazy hands.
Yeah, double coverage. He would
run the slant.
Under
he
pressure.
He would run the slant. He would run the deep ball threat. He would, you know, do a lot of things. But they just don't have that this year. So I think if the Bears defense can...
Shut down Alvin,
I think that Chicago is going to take that. And my pick is going to be Chicago by... I think it's going to be Chicago by at least... I'll say a touchdown, too. No, you know what? I'll take that. It's too much. That's too much. Too much. I got Chicago. Something like that.
24-21, so like you got a 2-point conversion?
Or I don't know, something like that.
Or a missed, something missed on that. Field goal kick?
A missed field goal kick, something like that. It's got to be something like that. What do you think?
Let's see. So we got Micah Trubisky and the Bears. Oh, shit. And then they got my boys in the Saints with Drew Brees, Kamara, and the boys.
Alvin and the Kamaras.
Honestly, man, I got the Saints on it, and I think they're going to steamroll the shit out of the Bears.
Really?
Yeah. I think they're going to steamroll the shit out of them. They're probably going to run it away with 31-14.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a slaughter.
Think so.
I think it's going to be a slaughter.
Okay.
As long as Drew gets protected and doesn't get injured,
mm-hmm.
and he can work all his different weapons, and as long as Alvin gets a little crafty out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should be able to pull it off, no sweat. It should be an easy one for them.
Okay.
Just because it's also not their first go-round, man. This is their second time going to the playoffs.
Right.
Back to back. They know what they need. Their boy's healthy. Why not? That's what I'm going to say.
I do have a lot of... I do see a lot of predictors out there saying that the Saints are the favorites to win this week. And there's a lot of other people saying that it could be one of the biggest upsets of the week.
I can see that too.
So a lot of people are saying that Saints win 34-17.
See, so then, I was about the same. I was like, it's going to be a major blowout.
Could be a 34-17. Could be a slaughter, but then it also could be one of the biggest upsets. So I'm going to go for the underdog. I'm going to go for the upset. I'm going to go Chicago Bears with the upset over the Saints.
Well, okay. So that's that. Just a little recap. I really don't remember the fucking points. I think I have Washington winning. Anthony has the Bucks winning.
Yeah.
I have Washington winning by a missed field goal.
Okay.
I think Anthony said by a touchdown.
Yeah.
And then as far as the Bears and the Saints go, I have the Bears blowing them out by a substantial amount of points. And Anthony's going the other way. So the other way, do you think it's going to be a tight game? Overtime maybe?
For which one?
Bears and Saints.
I don't think so.
No?
No. It's either going to go one way or something.
You think the Bears are going to steamroll the Saints?
Like I said, if they can contain Drew Brees, I think they can. If they can contain Drew Brees, they're going to do it. But like I said, I had this one being my upset of the week.
So far we have not agreed on any one of them.
No. So yeah, I have the let's see what happens. So next game.
Next game is the Los Rams mm-hmm. y Los Seahawks.
Okay.
So we have Jared Goff and the boys against Russell Wilson and the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a hard one, man, because, man, I was on that Jared Goff train a couple years ago.
Jared Goff? Yeah.
Back when they had, I can't even remember homeboy's name.
Todd Gurley?
Yeah.
T-Gurr.
No, they had Todd Gurley.
That was my fantasy champion at one point, but then he let me down in the last game of the season, so I was like, blah, whatever.
And I never ever kept track with the Seattle Seahawks, to be completely honest.
Seattle kind of revamped their offense this year. With the emergence of DK Metcalf, he was I think this is his second year in the league, DK was. And this year he was like an awesome one. But then a lot of he was fired the first, you know, the maybe 9-10 games through the season this year, and then defense started figuring him out. So then the last couple games, they actually shut him down. So, and then the run game for Seattle really hasn't been there. I mean, it was early on, maybe weeks 1-6, maybe 1-7, the running game was there. But last couple weeks, and maybe even midway through the season, it just hasn't been there. So they really don't have a run game. Russ is pretty much the best running back on the team. And he hasn't been putting up the passing yards that he's been putting up early on. Couple weeks of the season, he was putting up.
But he did have 300. He did have some deep balls.
Yeah, 300 yard games. 350 yard games. But last, man, I want to say it feels like an eternity. But I want to say the last six games of the season, he's only averaged like 180 yards a game, 180 passing yards a game, maybe 200. So, and not that many touchdowns. So it's hard for me to say that Seattle can go in there. Maybe if they carried that same fire that they had from the weeks 1-4, but judging them now, this is another upset for me, man, because I think the Rams are going to pull it together. Because the Rams' defense is still pretty good.
So you're going to go with the Rams on this?
I'm going to go Rams on this one.
Honestly, man, I think I wanted to go Rams on it. But I have not kept up with.
Well, Jared Goff wasn't. I don't think Jared Goff played the last game, but they're expecting to have Jared Goff, and they're expecting to have their well, supposedly his number one wide receiver, Cooper Kupp, back in the mix again for this game. So, their defense is what counts them in.
Who's their starting running back now?
The running back?
Is it Akers?
It's either going to be Akers or it's going to be Malcolm Brown. Cam put a pretty good fantasy game up. I want to say in week 12, maybe 13. And we all thought that he was going to be the number one guy, but then I think he got hurt or something like that, or he had the COVID list or something like that. But I think it's pretty much a running back by committee. But Los Angeles was known for a running back team, was known for a running team, but now they're, I want to say their identity should be a passing, pass first option team. So, upset of the week again is probably going to be the Rams.
I mean, this is probably the hardest game to pick because, despite everything,
both teams don't really have they're well rounded, but I gotta give the edge to Los Angeles just because of that defense. I mean, fuck, they have Aaron Donald that fucking, I mean, he could sack Russ, like nothing.
So if he gets the chance,
though. If he gets a chance to, so
I don't know, man. I wouldn't mind seeing Russ lifting up
The favorites are Seattle. The underdog is the Rams. But I do have Rams with a better defense. I mean, they have Jalen Ramsey. I know Jalen Ramsey already shut down DK Metcalf this year. He held him to 40 yards receiving this year. So it's like, well, I think that this one's going to be the same, more or less the same kind of game. What do you think?
Man, I think I'm going to go Seahawks, bro.
All right, I got Rams 2017.
And they're going to be playing at the Saints field? Saints have home field advantage, right? I mean, what the fuck am I saying? Seattle has home field advantage, right? They're playing at Seattle? Because this stuff is different than from how it is in soccer. The first team is not the home team. It's LA at Seattle, right?
Yeah.
So, Seattle has home team advantage. Well, it doesn't even fucking matter anymore because there's no fans in the stadium.
It doesn't really matter about the home field advantage anymore because there's really no home. There's no fans at the stadium anymore. So you take out that 12th man of like Seattle getting the momentum in the game. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be a neutral game. And
I'm going to go Seattle. And I think this is going to be tight.
Seattle actually beat them in the week 16 game.
I think this is going to be a tight game. And it's going
to
be.
But they didn't have Jared Goff playing.
I think this is going to be tight. And I think it's going to be something stupid. Comes down stupid to like a fucking mishap on a 2-point conversion.
So it's going to be a close game.
It's going to be a close game.
Okay.
And it's going to be a mishap where a messed up 2-point conversion.
What's up with you and 2-point conversions, bro?
Because these two teams are close, man. And like, even as easy as those plays seem, they can go horribly wrong.
That's true.
They can really fuck you up. Trying to be too stingy and going for the two instead of just taking the easy one. Mm-hmm. I feel like if push comes to shove, one of these teams is going to be presented like, let's just do the two. And if they don't execute the two correctly without proper time management, that's your ass.
That's true. Okay. So what's your final score?
-2 on one of them, whatever it is. 5-7, bro. It's going to be 5-7.
Okay. All right. You got, who'd you say you had?
On this one?
Yeah.
Russell.
Yeah, Russell. Okay, so we haven't agreed on anything.
On anything.
Okay, so I got Rams over Seattle. I got Chicago over Saints, and I got Tampa Bay over Washington. Like I said, my biggest upset for me is probably going to be that Chicago Saints game because everybody's expecting the Saints to win that game. So, but we'll see. I like underdog stories, but we'll see.
So do you just want to finish off this side of the table? With predictions, basically.
Well, you would have Green Bay versus...
You have Green Bay versus Tampa Bay, and yeah. I would have Green Bay versus Washington.
Yeah.
Washington is going to get demolished by Green Bay.
Yeah, true that.
So, in my little road to glory, that already makes Green Bay going to the...
Here, quarters, semis? Here is the thing that I like about this matchup. If Tampa Bay wins. If Tampa Bay wins and goes against Green Bay, Tom Brady is also a snow-type quarterback. He's played in the snow before. He knows how it is in the snow. So does Aaron Rodgers. And all the road and the road to the Super Bowl in the NFC East goes through Lambeau. So if Tampa Bay wins and goes to Green Bay, and it's, you know, say if it's, what if it's snowing? Dude, both those quarterbacks know how to play in the snow. That's going to be a very, very crazy cool game right there. I like that. I like that game. I like that matchup. Okay, my prediction on that one would be Chicago versus the Rams. If that happens, I got Chicago beating the Rams.
So your road has Bucks and Chicago? Or who did you think would win out of?
I don't know the Green Bay Bucks game. I can't even choose right now.
Well, you have to. For, like, the literal podcast, you have to choose.
I don't have to choose this one because we can do next week. We can do the other predict. We can do the
same. No, we're going the whole fucking road.
You want to go the whole road?
Yes. Oh,
okay. All right. I got...
So you got the Bucks coming out.
I got the Bucks. I got the Bucks beating Aaron Rodgers in Lambeau. Whoa, that's a bold prediction.
So you got the Bucks going to the, what is it, semis, quarters?
Yes, and what? A conference.
Oh, see, I'm over here calling fucking soccer terms.
Conference.
You got him over here going to the semis.
I got it. I mean, it kind of pretty much is a semi.
This is the semis. In my world, this is the semis.
It's the conference championship.
These are the quarters right here.
Yeah.
And these are the semis.
Okay. And then out of the Chicago.
So you got Bucks right here. And then here you have Rams, Chicago.
Yeah, I got Chicago winning.
Goff and Trubisky.
I got Chicago winning.
Trubisky against... Tom Brady.
I got Tom Brady winning.
You got Tom Brady going to the
Super Bowl.
To the final.
To the Super Bowl, yeah.
So for me, Washington beats Bucks. Washington gets their ass kicked by Green Bay. Green Bay goes to the semis. Here I have Saints against Seahawks, which if that happens, that's going to be a good game on its own.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm going to go. I'm going to go with Drew.
Okay. So then you got Drew against
Aaron Rodgers. I have Drew against Rodgers.
Who you got?
And that's going to be a hell of a fucking game. Because we've had drunken arguments about this shit.
Yeah, we did. You called me drunk. You was like, who would you start a team with? Rodgers or... Who did you say?
Rodgers or Drew.
Or Drew.
I've had in drunken conversations about this.
Yeah.
That would be a good semifinal, but...
I'm going to write all this down just to see how good we were.
This would be a good semi.
Okay.
So this far, I'm going to go with Saints. I have the Saints going all the way in the NFC. That's my prediction for the NFC. That's the prediction for my NFC, Saints all the way. So that's my prediction, Saints all the way on the NFC side of things. Ant sees Tampa Bay going all the way. So let's hop on over to the AFC. And just to remind you guys, if you guys are trying to keep up with this and make your own predictions along the way, it's Brown Steelers, Colts Bills, Baltimore Titans. And on this end of the things, you guys have already heard from the beginning of the podcast. I want Baker to make it. Big Ben, he just hasn't been the same Big Ben back from the Polamalu days.
What, Antonio Brown or the Le'Veon Bell days?
So, man, I actually like the team that the Browns have actually built up, man. And I'm really happy to see them finally get this far, man. I feel like so many times, I think his first season, he was just shy of making it, if I remember correctly. If memory serves me justice... I think he was just shy on his rookie year of making it.
Yeah.
And like I said, man, as a sports fan, you cannot make a better story, man. Getting the first pick, getting your boy, and then a couple years down the road, taking you to the playoffs? Come on, man. How can you not love it? How the fuck can you not love it? But I think Cleveland has a good team. We got Baker. You know, OBJ hasn't really.
OBJ's out for the season with a
torn. Oh, has he really?
Yeah, but some Cleveland Brown fan.
I never said I was a Cleveland Brown fan, but okay. just either OBJ way, regardless,
hasn't been there. It's been Jarvis Landry.
Regardless, and ever since he left New Nick York, Chubb even at New York, he's been very inconsistent.
What's the other name? Kareem Hunt. Yeah, that's been Kareem Hunt. And their tight end, I think, is pretty fucking good too. What's their tight end name? Tyler Higbee? No, I think that's for.
Well, just imagine where all the shit Kareem Hunt went through, got let go from Kansas City to be in the Browns.
Yeah.
And aid them to the destination all these teams want to go to.
Austin Hooper. Here's his fucking name.
What'd you call him?
Austin Hooper. So who you got the Browns over Pittsburgh.
I got my boy Baker, man. You gotta protect this house, bro.
I got Pittsburgh over Browns.
You have old man Ben.
Yeah. Old man Ben put on the show last game. He played. He had 375 yards, 3 passing touchdowns. Then you put on a little bit of a show. And Pittsburgh's defense has been pretty, they've been pretty stout this year. They did have a couple games where they were kind of lackluster, but I think for the most part, and I know they've lost a lot of pieces on their defense, but for the most part, I think they've had a bend don't break defense since losing those players. So I got Pittsburgh over Browns.
So yeah, Pittsburgh over Browns.
Yeah.
So far, none of us have agreed on anything.
No.
So I have Browns going up, you have Pittsburgh. So then that brings us to the Colts and the Bills.
Colts and the Bills. And I think this is going to be the first one that we might agree on here. This might be.
Oh, we're both going to go Bills, so there's no reason to.
We're both going to go Bills. I'm going to go Bills, bro. And I'll tell you something about the Bills. And I'll tell you why. I'm going to go ahead and write that down in our little bracket. We both have Bills.
What do you know, guys? We agreed on something.
We agreed on something. After you said we didn't agree on something, we agreed on something. We both got Bills going. My boy, Josh Allen, bro. That dude is amazing. So, man, that's a logo. That's fucking badass logo right there.
That's new logo. That's not the. Is it?
I think that's. Is that their new logo? Go back. That's fucking bad. I like that new logo.
No, I think this is a whole nother.
That's a football. That's a high school. No, it's not. It's real. Did they change their logo, Buffalo?
No.
Buffalo,
no.
Did y'all change y'all's logo?
No. Chill out, bro. That.
Ah, man. That. Come on, man. Dude, go, man. Come on, man. Change back to the other logo. I like the other logo better. Anyways.
So you think that's as long?
That's
Phillips River Dream dies.
That is the slot. That is my lock in of the week. Is going to be the Bills over the Colts. Yeah, I think old man Rivers is going to retire after this year. He wants to go home and take care of his 12 kids that he has. And, you know, that's it. That's going to be a story of Phillip Rivers this year. He put up on a good heat. I mean, he carried his team to a playoffs berth, but I don't know, man. I mean, the thing about this game is like I know Rivers can put up points, and I know Josh Allen can put up points, but Rivers just doesn't have that X factor that Allen has, in which is the ability to run. I mean, he stays in there like a statue. So if he's gonna get a sack, he's gonna get sacked. I think Pittsburgh sacked him like 5 or 6 times the last time they played, and that was just recently. That was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And Josh Allen just has too many weapons. I mean, he's got. For one, he is his own weapon. I mean, he can run the ball.
Yeah, he does run the ball.
He can throw the ball. He's got a great wide receiver in Stephon Diggs. He's also got a pretty good defense behind him. I'm not sure if he's going to have Cole Beasley back, but he may or may not have Cole Beasley back. And then there was the reemergence of John Brown. And John Brown is like pretty much his deep down the field threat. Devin Singletary was supposed to be the workhorse running back, but he hasn't really showed that this year. I think it's been wait a minute, I take that back. It was supposed to be, you know what? It was supposed to be Devin Singletary. Yeah, he was supposed to be the workhorse running back, but you know, unfortunately, it didn't pan out that way. So pretty much the workhorse running back has been Josh Allen. So I got Josh Allen with a great. The defense is not great. But it's good enough to get them by. I mean, it's good enough to carry the team, because I mean, the Bills put up points, man. And hell, they blew out. Who was the team that they played? The last team they played.
Their last game.
Yeah, the last game. Who did they play? They played the Dolphins. And look at the score.
For the Dolphins game, 26. God damn, 56.
Yeah, the Bills put up 56 points on the Dolphins. The Dolphins are supposed to have one of the best defenses in the league.
And even before that, Bills Patriots, 38-9.
That was Bills Broncos. Oh, wait. Patriots. Oh, yeah, my bad. Broncos, what was it? 38-9. Before that, Bills Broncos, 48-19.
26-15 against the Steelers.
Against the Steelers. I'll tell you, that defense, though.
Even against a good team like the 49ers, they still basically ran away with the game.
Yeah, 49ers were still trash, though. So they caught fire. They caught a lot of good fire the last couple of games.
Oh, they're in good momentum right now.
They have the momentum right now. That's what I'm saying. They have the momentum right now. Like I said, their defense can...
Especially coming from a badass fucking game the week before.
Yeah.
Is it the week before? Did they not give them a week break? No, they don't give them a week break.
No. So they got the momentum. They got the momentum right now. So I got the Bills over.
Did they face the Colts any other time this season? Let's see.
Maybe.
No, I don't think they faced the Colts at all. This will be the first time going against the Colts.
Okay. So I got...
We both have the Bills.
Sorry. I got the Bills 34-20.
Oh, right. We're supposed to say a score.
I got the Bills 34-20.
Fuck it. I'm going to say it's going to be another blowout. I'm going to say it's going to be something like
that. I think Rivers is going to put up some points, but I think the Bills are going to be 30. I think it'll be 34-20 Bills.
I think it's going to be something like the Patriots game. The Bills are going to have like 30-plus points, and
I just don't
the
know.
Colts are going to get maybe a touchdown and a field goal. I'm going to put them at 9 just because of that momentum.
Yeah.
And then we have Baltimore Ravens and the Titans.
This is interesting.
Baltimore Ravens, Tennessee Titans.
Oh, man, it's going to be a good one.
Who do you got, man? What you talking about? Oh, man, this is Lamar Jackson's second back-to-back run, right?
Mm-hmm.
But last year was way better than his stuff this year. Man, I haven't really kept up with any of these two teams, honestly, man.
So,
truth be told.
All right, I'm about to crash course you into the Tennessee Titans. Hold on real quick. So, Tennessee Titans, obviously home of the Derrick McHenry's, the king running back. He actually rushed for 2,000 yards this year.
So, is he the leading rusher?
Yeah. Yeah. By a lot.
By a landslide.
Tennessee is probably one of the most well-rounded teams. They have a good passing game. They have a good running game. They have an excellent running game. And their defense is about average. So you can't throw on them. You can't run on them. But they kind of stay right there with you with their passing game and with their running game, especially with the running game. If they get up by a big lead and, like, say two touchdowns, that's pretty much all over, because all they're going to do is just run Derrick Henry. And Derrick Henry is going to just run it down your throat the whole game. But on the other side, you got the Ravens. Ravens defense has been pretty good. And with the emergence of J.K. Dobbins, the Ravens running back now, they can have that game flow to where they can also control the game too. So if Lamar Jackson decides to pass early and often and they get up by a big lead, then J.K. Dobbins can also take over the lead. The other thing about Lamar Jackson is that he also has that X factor in which he also runs the ball. So if he needs to extend the play, you know, to get like 7 yards for a first down, he could do it himself. This one was pretty difficult, but I'm going to give the edge to Baltimore. I think Baltimore is just a lot more versatile. I think Tennessee is still kind of fairly young. And if, I mean, they have A.J. Brown. I think A.J. Brown's going to be awesome for years to come. And obviously you have Derrick Henry, but I gotta say that I gotta give the edge to Baltimore, and it's not by a lot. I'm gonna say Baltimore 34-29. I think about that.
Well, do you know if Dez has recovered from fucking COVID yet?
Yeah, he got a touchdown last game.
Did he really?
I think so. I don't know if it was last game or it was maybe two games ago. Yeah, he threw up the X and everything.
Well, man, I think I'm gonna go Baltimore on this one too, bro.
No, we agreed on something else.
I think I'm going to go Baltimore on this one, too.
Okay.
So, that being said, that basically brings it back to a rematch from last year, right?
Which
Baltimore
is?
Baltimore and Kansas City?
Baltimore and Kansas City.
Right?
Yeah. So, the thing about Kansas City And I know everybody likes to jump on the Kansas City bandwagon. I know a couple of family members who are bandwagon KC fans, but that's okay. We love them anyway. But if you go back a couple weeks ago, KC versus the Saints. KC seems to play only their opponents' abilities. What was the score of that Saints-Chiefs game?
Saints and Chiefs?
Yeah.
Chiefs won 32-29.
Okay. For the most part, that game was pretty lackluster. And a lot of that had the part to do with the Saints defense. The Saints defense were kind of shutting down Patrick Mahomes. They were getting pressure on him. He had to do his passes a little bit more faster. And I got to say, if a defense can hold Mahomes and Kelce to a good... I mean, Kelce is pretty much Mahomes' safety blanket. And I was like, if they could take away Kelce's ability to catch the balls for, you know, first downs here, first downs there, then all they would have with Tyreek Hill would be just a deep ball threat. That helps, but, I mean, that's pretty much, you know, your only really good option right there. The other wide receivers, I mean, I don't think anyone really – I mean, you got Sammy Watkins, man, but Sammy Watkins is he's a lizard king, but I don't know. I don't really. I mean, your wide receivers are pretty much Kelce and Tyreek Hill on Kansas City's team. So if you take away one of those, I think they're going to struggle. Their running game, I mean, I think they lost their running back, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and I think all they have now is Le'Veon Bell, and Le'Veon Bell, for the most part, hasn't been the same since he left Pittsburgh. So I want to say it'll be an upset, but I don't. I think this KC is going to be able to pull out a win here. Baltimore's defense, like I said, I don't know, man. It's just something about this. KC's defense is not that great. So I'm still going to get the edge to KC just because of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, he's just crafty, man. He is way, way too crafty. And from last year, you know, last year, Lamar Jackson was like, wasn't he the MVP of the league?
I think so.
And this year around, he... At least in my eyes, he didn't really pull up with his tens and tens in his briefcase, so to say.
Not early in the season, but after the poop gate game, he did. Did you hear about that one?
No, the poop gate. What's the poop gate?
You're talking about the Ravens, right?
He pooped his pants.
Yeah, somewhere like that.
Shit!
He had to go. He had cramps, and he's like, I gotta go to the locker room.
Oh, he went to go take a shit.
And then he went to go to the locker room. He came back and like brought his team back and won the game. He was like, damn, all he had to do was go take a shit.
That reminds me of that one guy from the meme. Oh shit! Oh shit!
He's riding a helicopter. Oh shit! Yeah. So on this one, for me,
Kansas City.
But I wouldn't be surprised if Baltimore wins. So I wouldn't be surprised if they dethrone the current NFL champions.
Oh, they are defending, aren't they?
Yeah, they are defending. So, but this one I got to get edge.
I guess to KC. So okay. KC's go to the semis.
Okay. So then you got Bills and Steelers.
I got Bills Browns.
You got Bills Browns. I got Bills Steelers. All right. If it's Bills Browns, who you got?
Bills.
You got Bills. All right. I got the Bills as well.
I think so Josh even Allen, even if it's Pittsburgh and Bills, you're going Bills.
I got Bills too. Yep. I got Bills too. Just because Josh Allen's X factor and
yep.
Deep ball threat.
They're just an all-around good team.
It's an all-around good team, bro. The Bills are just an all-around good team. And go ahead and ask me that semifinals question to the Super Bowl. Who I think is going to go to Super Bowl?
KC Bills? You're going to say Bills?
I'm going to say Bills too, man.
You think the Bills are going to beat Kansas City?
I think
they
can beat Kansas City, bro. I think they're going to go into Mahomes' house and whoop his ass. I really think so. But if Mahomes gets the LeBron James treatment from the refs, if they breathe on him, then he's going to get a rough in the passer call. Then yeah, I'll give the edge to KC because right now that's how Mahomes is being treated right now. He's been given the LeBron James treatment. So, but if it's an all around fair called game, I'm gonna say the Bills, just because their defense is not like I said the KC's defense. You can throw on them all day, you can run on them, which like I said you get the Bills. Like I said, man, the only thing they're really missing from the Bills, man, is a really good workhorse type running back. If they get one of those in the off season this year, oh dude, definitely repeat or not repeat, but definitely going contenders. Back to the playoffs. Yeah, contenders again.
So Bills, Kansas City, and you have Bills
I have Bills going. I think it's going to be a very, very high scoring game. I think it's going to be more or less like in the 30s and 40s. I don't even know what kind of point spread I would put on that game, but I would definitely say like 39-41 or 39-44, something like that. Something crazy like that. So,
by any chance, do you know which team has been better at interceptions?
Let's look that up.
Just between the Bills and the Kansas City, who do you think has been a little bit better?
I want to say the Bills, but let me see. Because I know Patrick Mahomes has only thrown 5 interceptions this year or something like that. I think it's some ridiculous number like that.
Oh, so that's a pretty easy thing to look up, just Josh Allen interception count.
Let me see. Shoot.
There's somebody probably screaming at the fucking radio.
Yeah, someone already fucking knows what the answer is. And it's like, what the fuck? This is the answer. Listen to me. I know the way, my friend. Mahomes actually has 4,740 passing yards this year.
I want no interceptions.
He's got 6 interceptions. He's taken 22 sacks this
year. 6 interceptions, 22 sacks. What is a... The homie Adley looking like.
His longest pass. Or no, what am I looking at? Okay, his average is 390 yards a game. That's actually not bad. Actually.
What about Josh Allen? What does he have? Interceptions. So we have Post Mahomes. At 6. Post Mahomes at 6 interceptions.
Bear with us, guys.
So it is possible he can get picked.
Josh Allen has 4,444 yards, so I forgot what I said on the other one. Shit.
What's
interception? He has 10 interceptions this year.
So he has been intercepted more times than Mahomes. Yes. But not very much. Yes. So this
Four more times this year.
This game, I think. Man, I would love to see the Bills go, man. I would love to see the Bills go all the way.
You know what would have been better if I would have just.
But Kansas City's back to back. That's also a good fucking story.
It's also pressure on them.
Good attempt to.
Hold on, guys. I'm looking at the. I'm getting all the stats right now so I can do a very good confirmation on this one. I'm going to do a compare quarterback here real quick.
This is fucking funny because if I had the Browns going all the way, I would so favor the Browns to beat Kansas City.
What the fuck? Come on, man. Really?
It's like, come on, man, you already had your chance. Let Baker lift it.
Baker lift it. The trophy?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
But now, Bills in Kansas City, I would love to see the Bills go all the way just because that team worked so hard, man, and they just proved it all year round. I didn't even watch that much football this year, and even I know the Bills were doing some fucking crazy shit out there. They were
doing some work. Okay, like I said, Josh Allen had 4,544 passing yards this year. Patrick Mahomes had 4,740 passing yards this year. Mahomes had 588 attempts passing. Josh Allen had 572 attempts passing.
So pretty much neck and neck.
Yeah, pretty much. And as far as touchdowns go, Patrick Mahomes had 38 touchdowns. And Josh Allen had a total of 37 touchdowns. So it's like minuscule numbers off.
And this also is funny because it also is like...
You know what? There was something that I did not add in here. Hold on. Wait a minute, guys. There's something I did not add in here. Hold on real quick.
Oh, well, he finds that. It's basically Bloods Against Crips, bro.
Josh Allen had 102 rush attempts for 421 yards this year.
That's when he ran the ball.
Rushing touchdowns he had...
Because Mahomes can run, too.
But not as good as Josh Allen, but we will see. Hold on real quick. Bear with us, guys. Because this is a pretty important thing right here. Mahomes has 62 rushing yards this year. All of this year. And he had 2 touchdowns.
2 rushing touchdowns.
2 rushing touchdowns. Edge, Buffalo Bills. If it gets to that, I'm going to say Bills over KC. Going to the Super Bowl. Oh, so it's basically going to be a Bills-Bucks game.
Bills Bucks.
BB.
Man.
Who do you got?
They don't have to go Bills, man. And it's gonna be an interception.
Yeah.
Some random thing that you'd never think would happen. Some interception or a fumble recovery.
Yeah.
Cause it's gonna be about which team has their helmets nice and tight, has their mouth guards in properly, the ones that are ready to show up and play. You're gonna have to have 0 errors. I believe in this game it's probably gonna be low scoring. But everything's going to count.
Mm-hmm.
Every penalty, every flag is going
to... We're talking about a game that's going to potentially happen like in 3 weeks. So, I mean, we got plenty of time to to do a
the Colts win, the Bills
don't. I know, right? Like, damn, this is not even happen. Fuck. We could be all wrong here. We could be all wrong. But hey, man, that's the beauty of predictions. I like doing predictions like this. This is awesome. This is our first time doing a prediction on the on your average sportcast. So this is pretty. This is pretty good. I like this.
Pretty ingenious. So we have. You have Bills and Bucks, and I have Bills and Saints.
Bills and Bucks, and then you got Bills and Saints. It's not a bad Super Bowl game, though, man. We both counted out KC, though. We both counted out KC as defending champs. Like I said, next year, though, man, if Bills can get a, they have Devin Singletary, but if they can really get Devin Singletary in the running game going, I mean, dude, man, that's gonna be amazing. Or if they go into the draft and get another running back, it's gonna be even better. So, Buffalo Bills not only known for their hot wings, but also their football team now.
And then the final. I would love to see the Saints lift it. Because I feel like if they win, he might just retire. Like Peyton.
That's a hard one, bro.
I feel if the Saints would win it, Drew would probably just retire.
It sucks because I want to say the same for the other guy. But then I'm thinking, like, man, but the Bills worked all this fucking way just to lose.
And it's because. But they're a younger team, though.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's like, well, fuck, man. That was really hard for them to get to this point, to the Super Bowl, and then they lose. Like,
I mean, I'm not saying they're going to go
in there. I hated Tom Brady when he was with New England, but I really like him now that he's with the Bucs.
Well, I'm not saying the Bills are going to throw the game.
Well, I know that.
But I'm saying, like, it'd be nice to see.
It'd be nice to see Tom Brady go off into the sunset.
Oh, right. You're going with the other team. I thought we were both going for the Saints. Never mind.
Yeah. It'd be nice to see Tom Brady go off into the sunset with the fucking another Super Bowl ring. But then again, it'd be like, you know what? This is the start of a new age. Get out of here, old man. Get out of here, old man. This is our league now.
Well, even if it does win, I don't see
Brady retiring. The thing about that game, though, is that one is going to be, if that game happens, that would be a really good game because it's, You're taking away a lot of X factor things that I included for the Bills because the Bucks have a really good defense.
So you got the Bucks winning it then?
I got the Bucks winning. My head tells me Bucks, my heart tells me Bills. I can have it both ways.
Hey, this is not Burger King. You can't have it your way, man.
No, this is Whataburger. What is Whataburger's thing?
I think they just make it however they want.
Yeah.
Well, that's it, guys. That's the end of the.
We'll see what happens next week. Are we going to jump on here again next week, or what do you think?
Potentially?
Okay. And we'll let you guys know what happened with our thing. And if anything changes from our lineup, we will have to remake adjustments and get you guys a clear winner on who's going to go to the chip. So
you have Bucks right here in the middle, and I have Saints right here in the middle. We both have the NFC winning it.
Yeah.
And Pro Bowl. Nobody really cares about the Pro Bowl.
Nobody really cares about the Pro Bowl. Well, that's it, guys. I said, we'll jump on here again next week and let you guys know what happened. If you guys like what this episode was, how long was this episode?
Bro, it went almost an hour.
It went almost an hour. And we,
almost, yeah, like, literally seconds, T-minus to the hour.
Nice. So, we will be, let's see, if you guys like this kind of form of entertainment, we like to do it for, I don't know, like, we'll see about other sports that we can cover and whatnot like that, because like I said, we're a podcast that leaves no topic unheard, so we like to talk about everything, not just cryptids and folklore, but we also like to talk about sports and whatnot, so it's pretty fun. So ideally,
this episode will have to be live before Sunday.
Yes.
Okay.
So, okay. Tomorrow.
Okay, no worries. We can make this happen. We gonna make it happen. So thank you for joining us, coming along, riding the wave. We don't claim to be pro commentators or anything like that, but
hey. I mean, I am a fantasy champion, so I think I do have a little bit of a say in what goes. So yeah.
That being said, we bid you adieu, guys.
Arrivederci.